We're staying in Washington, D.C. Our next guest is Patrick Mara, who is chairperson of the Republican Party in the U.S. Capitol. And Patrick, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. We spoke on November the 6th last in Washington, the morning after the election. Is Donald Trump doing what you voted him to do the day before?
Yeah, well, yes, absolutely. As was noted before, one of the things that President Trump noted throughout the campaign of his first term in first term as president is the phrase "promises made, promises kept." And so, as we look at the State of the Union address, you know, he kicked it off talking about immigration and the border. We had a record low attempts at border crossings in February. That's an all time record low. On the economy, you know, it's no secret that President Trump said throughout the campaign that he wanted to bring manufacturing back to the United States. And just yesterday, Taiwan Semiconductor, you know, signed a $165 billion agreement to bring some of their manufacturing to the United States. And obviously a big part of this process is also tapping into American energy. Mm. President Trump said during the speech, you know, several times, drill, baby, drill. We have quite a bit of energy here in the United States. And then, of course, on foreign affairs, you know, President Trump sees himself as a negotiator, a peacemaker. It's no secret when you compare him to other Republican presidents, at least in my lifetime, President Trump is very adverse to getting into wars. He wants to get out of wars. And so this is the lens in which he's looking at places like Ukraine through.
Okay, but did you vote for the richest person in the world, unelected, unvetted by Congress, to be given direct access to Social Security data, to IRS data, among other things, deciding what payments working American families should get for programs like Head Start, which provide childcare, education and food to families on low incomes, to have their funding for salaries cut?
So in my lifetime, Republicans have always wanted to cut the budget. They've always wanted to cut federal employment. They've always wanted to cut government waste. This is the first time, I've been alive for 50 years, this is the first time that Republicans are actually doing it. And here in the United States, we have a $36 trillion debt.
But did you vote for that, Patrick? Did you vote for Elon Musk to start cutting payments to working American families?
Well, cutting payments hasn't happened. Those are kind of phrases that are said in the media. This is now, if we go in a certain direction, you certainly could cut payments at a certain point, but that hasn't happened yet.
But did you vote for that? Did you vote for Elon Musk to be in there getting direct access to data that even very senior people in the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, don't have access to?
I mean, look, the IRS is an absolute mess. IRS.
But that's not the question I asked you. Did you vote for Elon Musk?
I didn't. Look, I didn't vote for any of the people that President Trump appointed, but it's up to President Trump to appoint the people he wishes to serve in his cabinet and to represent him in the government.
In relation to the economy, many of the people who voted for him, 77 million people voted for President Trump. Many of those voted him to bring down the cost of living. And yet the tariffs that he has introduced on Canada and Mexico mean that the average price of a car, for example, will rise by $2,500. Everything from tomatoes to crude oil, these prices are going to rise in the coming months. Is that what you voted for?
Well, look, I mean, here again, President Trump sees himself as a negotiator, right? And so it seems as if he always makes the point. He makes this kind of extreme point in the beginning and then meets everyone somewhere in the middle. So will these tariffs still be in place in Canada and Mexico 4 years from now? I don't know. Will they be still in place by next week? I don't know. But certainly it puts you in a good place to negotiate. Look, here in the United States, most nations of the world are tariffing us in some way, whether it's automobile parts, whether it's energy. And so one of the big phrases that President Trump mentioned in the State of the Union, and he's referenced before, is this notion of reciprocal tariffs. Hmm. So if a country on a certain good is tariffing us a certain amount, we will tariff them right back that same amount on that same good.
In relation to foreign policy, Did you vote for Donald Trump so that his administration could vote alongside Russia, Belarus and North Korea at the United Nations?
So here, too, the issue is, if he is, so you saw Joe Biden just kind of swinging, you know, because look, I don't think Republicans are certainly not pro-Putin. Republicans are not certainly not pro-Russia. But if you need to get Putin to the negotiating table, you need to get him to the negotiating table by not saying bad things about
him. No, but his defense secretary conceded to Russia all of Ukraine's pre-2014 borders, conceded to Russia no NATO membership.
Yeah, look, they are negotiating the way that they see fit. I mean, nothing has been decided until the three parties and then beyond the three parties, because certainly European partners, other partners are around the negotiating table. But until that happens, a lot of this is just noise in the media.
But did you vote for him to expel Palestinians from Gaza, a policy to expel Palestinians from Gaza with no right of return?
So, again, here, he sees himself as a negotiator. And so President Trump will say these things that are, I mean, look, what he has said here, it's interesting, because at first I thought, wow, this is, you know, what a crazy notion here. But he certainly highlighted the fact that why are all these people living this way in Gaza? So what's going to happen?
Because it's their home.
It's going to bring he's gonna, you know, I get it, but they're not living in humane circumstances.
Thank you very much.
This has gone on for years and years and years. He's going to take, you know, he's going to take Egypt. He's going to take Jordan. He's going to take other partners in the Middle East. They're going to come around again there, too. They're going to come around the negotiating table and figure out what to do in Gaza.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thank you, Patrick Mara, chairperson of the Republican Party in Washington, D.C.